Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from The Salvos.
The research sort of suggests that currently Facebook users spend between 30 and 60 minutes a day accessing Facebook and other various social media sites. The issue with online is that there is a permanent record and also a lot more people are privy to the information, to the conversation, to the statements and to the information which is disclosed than in a lot of other cases. Remember, Facebook is a very crowded room. The other thing that has a really major impact on the type and nature and amount of disclosure in the social media world is the speed in which this occurs. So people are actually communicating a lot more rapidly than they would be with people all around the world than if it were through other traditional mediums like letter writing, like conversation, like even a phone call. Actually, typing as a form of communication is inherently flawed because we lack a whole lot of cues around body language, around how certain things are perceived, and we're also able to read a lot more into written or typed communication than we are spoken. So this is the context where disclosure occurs in Facebook. So my big tip, my mind game for this week, for when you're online, for when you're communicating and messaging with people in your social world, your online social world, is to take a breather before you add anything online, to think about a couple of things. One of them would be communicating online in any type of heightened emotional state, from great joy to great difficulty, is an area which is probably worth being very careful, because we often say or put more information out into the world in these heightened emotional states than we would normally. We're not necessarily thinking clearly based on that emotional energy. The second big tip would be to consider at all points, when you're about to post something, who would I be worried about actually reading this or having this information? And then thinking about whether those people will be privy to that in the social media world. And remember, Facebook is an incredibly crowded room. So my last tip is, before every post, consider whether this would be the sort of thing I would be comfortable saying aloud in a busy cafe, and make that judgment based on that. Remember that Facebook is an incredibly crowded room and there's an incredible amount of information that people are privy to. Communicate in the online world, but do it really carefully this week on Mind Games.